Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Knob Show Tuesday. And today I have Rachel Owens, and she's with Optimum Media, and they have a product named Ad Messenger. And without further ado, we'd love if you can introduce your company and explain what Ad Messenger does.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. So Optimum Media is one of the, so Optimum as a brand owned by LTCSA is the largest broadband communication, is one of the largest broadband communications and video service providers in the US. We're number one in the New York DMA, number four, I think, in the country. Optimum Media is the advertising, is an advertising agency that provides data-driven multi-screen advertising solutions for local, national, and political clients. And we're owned by Optimum and LTCSA. Our data, because of our unique situation inside of a media company, our data backed solutions set us apart as an agency. We have a myriad of data and technology capabilities and direct access to viewership data that enables better targeted and more effective advertising campaigns. And we're very, because again, we are part of this large media consortium, we are very much technology first and technology driven. And that's where Ad Messenger fits into Optimum and Optimum Media.
Awesome. So tell us more about your career and how did you get to where you're at today, working over there at Altice, Optimum Media underneath Altice?
Yeah. So I've been at Optimum Media for, it'll be 3 years. I just hit 3 years. My background is in tech primarily. I've worked, spent a lot of time at tech startups or helped really large companies like this build tech inside of them to help better operationalize and create more efficiencies, as well as create new routes of packaging their expertise and selling it to the market as SaaS products like Ad Messenger. So again, my background really comes from the tech side, but I've worked in like sales operations, sales strategy, customer success, and all these other areas that are very technology and product specific. And I've kind of layered those experiences over one another over time to work in a product space where my job has always been to figure out what are the pains and needs in the marketplace and how can I build and deliver solutions that help address those pains in areas that me and my team have expertise. So at Optimum Media, our expertise is advertising. So Ad Messenger and other ad tech products that we have are about taking that expertise that we already have and packaging it for our clients to be able to use to deliver, so we can deliver, help them deliver the right audiences and give them the best return on ad spend. And also deliver for those of our customers that are agencies themselves, help them deliver the best ad solutions for their own local clients.
Sounds great. So how long has Ad Messenger been around for? Just a few years now?
I think Ad Messenger as a product has probably been around for over a decade. It was acquired by Optimum Media when we were about 6 years ago. So it's been around, I think, for about a decade, but it's been part of our portfolio for the last 6 years.
Very interesting. So yeah, we'd love to learn more about Ad Messenger and how it works. Could you tell us more about what it is and maybe how it stands out from other mobile advertising platforms?
Yeah, sure. So Ad Messenger is very unique. It's a fully customizable scrolling text and mobile ad solution for phones and tablets. It works essentially as a scrolling ad unit that allows for you to click and get other expandable options. So it has a very high click-through rate because it is a very dynamic ad versus like a static display ad. It displays on mobile browsers and mobile apps, lots of kinds and lots of sites. So various different websites that have, so it can target people for all the different markets you're looking to target. It is very highly performing, has a very high click-through rate. It's very dynamic. It delivers about 5% the engagement of standard display of a standard display campaign on average and outperforms search and social. The other benefit is it really allows our clients to be able to manage their advertising themselves because it provides an admin portal where people can actually add in their logos, add in their colors, customize their text, and very much in real time build an ad and launch an ad where there are zero production costs. There's multiple expandable options to add even more engagement. So you can click to have it expand and go to a website or have it show a video. You can have it go to surveys for like your target audience. And it's really hyper customizable and allows you to truly target your audience either by geolocation, audience like demographics, et cetera, or all of the above. So it really, and provides in the end, advanced reporting, including impressions, heat maps, et cetera. So it is an all-inclusive, self-manageable for either an agency or a direct buying advertiser themselves, mobile advertising solution that really outbeats the competitors.
Yeah. So it sounds like an agency's dream, actually. I used to have an agency myself, and, you know, I'd love to work with technology platforms like this. It sounds really turnkey, actually. So could you describe maybe how you help advertisers specifically and maybe enable agencies to, you know, use or resell Ad Messenger?
Sure. So we do have a set of, we do have a team that's there to support our clients. But again, ideally, we have built the tool so it really is like a plug and play login, and it walks you through with a wizard, walks you through how to build out your campaign, how to launch the campaign. And so they can launch it directly to based on their targeting and how to add in their targeting for their audience segmentation. And again, we do have people that are there to help with this, to help advertisers with it. So you can actually launch ads to our third-party mobile websites and mobile apps that are partners with us and with our DSM, with the DSPs that we partner with. We also provide the ability for people that, for agencies or publishers that own and operate their own mobile apps and websites to be able to and sell advertising, monetize those websites with advertising, to use Ad Messenger as a very unique ad proposition for their advertising clients to push Ad Messenger scrolling these scrolling mobile ads to their owned and operated websites and apps.
Very cool. Now, how many partners do you guys work with today?
The number of partners, when you say partners, are you asking like clients, resellers, like advertisers?
Yeah, I guess resellers that work with Ad Messenger.
I don't have the exact number, but it's probably close to about 100, if I were to guess. And some of those, well, and again, it's a hard number to parse because some of them actually might be one, but they have multiple locations inside of them. So let's say there might be one corporate business, but then they have agencies around the country that use us. And so they have separate accounts for those. But probably would say like close to 100 work with us currently. And we're now just starting to grow the owned and operated opportunity as well.
Awesome. So O&O inventory is what we're here to talk about today. And for the uninitiated in the space, O&O means owned and operated. Can you maybe expand on what this concept is and how you guys work with owned and operated inventory?
Sure. So we actually work with owned and operated inventory very similar to how we work with the inventory for other websites and mobile apps. So again, as I said, like Ad Messenger is traditionally something that an advertiser or an agency can use to publish digital mobile advertising across websites and mobile websites and apps. What the owned and operated opportunity provides is the ability to not go through a DSP and not have to work through a bidding platform where you're buying. It's for those companies that actually have their own sales agents and sell advertising to monetize their own websites and apps, and then use Ad Messenger as a tech enablement platform to provide unique advertising opportunities on their mobile website and on their mobile app. So then they just use Ad Messenger to create the ad and publish it directly back to their own sites and apps.
Very interesting. A lot of this stuff is all automated, right, too?
Correct. So it all ends up being automated. So you build it and you can publish it and it can go live almost instantaneously. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody likes that. Nice and easy. Yes. So I guess what else is next for advertising in your opinion? Where do you see maybe AI playing into this and what you guys might have in terms of your product strategy with artificial intelligence?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question. So I would say the AI is, you know, poised to enable businesses to generate catchier ad messaging and quickly customize messaging for various segments and help customers also better target, like choose their target market, providing a highly personalized and targeted ad experience within paired, and then especially when it's paired with ad tech delivery products such as Ad Messenger. So as a result of being able to like hone in the messaging and the targeting very specifically because of these large data models, I think that you can expect to see more data-driven, efficient, and interactive and even effective relevant ads that create more engagement and engaging ad experiences and higher click-through rates, higher ROAS, all the benefits that we all look to get from our advertising. And products like Ad Messenger must always take responsible approach in how to use AI, because AI is changing so quickly and there's so much data that's going into it to drive it, that it's important that products like ours, and I know that we do, use all the data in an anonymized benchmark form to ensure that we are creating the best targets and the best message, but doing it in a way that we're providing our advertisers with the best results while ensuring that their audience's data is protected, so that we are all being considerate of any of the data privacy concerns that have arisen, you know, because of all the data being captured and parsed through for these AI models.
And if you're comfortable for it, would you want to maybe expand on some of the new rules around, like, the, say, cookie tracking and maybe some of the other macro trends that might be affecting your industry?
Well, I think cookie tracking is interesting in the fact that, like, cookies have been going away for years. Although it actually looks like this time, maybe Google will be taking cookies away in 25. So we all have to find a new way of making sure we're targeting our right audience, right? How do we know that the person, like, we've always historically, over the last decade at least, been able to say, you've been on this site, you've looked at this thing, we want to retarget you for this other thing that we think has would be in the market for. So now it's just, we need to get people to opt in and find other ways of doing it. There's going to be pixels that people have to approve. I think we've all started seeing more and more that when we go onto websites, it's asking for you to choose which cookies you allow, which ones, and then some people are, and I think most people just go to that natural habit of accepting them all. The hardship is that people now actually have to manage the cookies and the tracking themselves versus being able to do it, assume that they're gonna be able to always do it through third-party platforms like Google Ad Manager and the cookies that they put inside inside of Chrome and the browsers, as those browsers, and Chrome owns 90% of the market, as they move away from cookies themselves. So I think there's gonna be a lot of disparate solutions where people try to create like unique identifiers. And I think there will end up being a consortium that comes up with another way to uniquely identify people and track them. But there's gonna be much more of an opt-in, opt-out situation where people that are very careful and cautious about how their data is being used or how they're being tracked are probably more conscientious of how to separate out and or select which companies they wanna allow to track them.
That makes a lot of sense. So I guess what are some of the more on the personal side, what are some of the your favorite books that you've read in the last year that kind of inspire some of the work that you do maybe?
Fair, yeah. So I don't know that they all inspire the work that I do, but I do tend to read a lot of memoirs. I really think that product, like, again, my background is not so much in advertising, although, again, I came in through product and technology, and while I worked in health tech and in case of emergencies and IoT, I spent the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years in ad tech. And in general, no matter what part of product and technology you're in, I think it's really important to make sure that you lead with empathy first, the market first. So I spent a lot of time reading not only professional development books, but a lot of memoirs. So I read, like, A Place Called Home, which is about a memoir of a child's rise from foster care. I've read, like, one of my favorite authors, James McBride, his memoir. Well, he's a fiction writer and he's fabulous if anybody's ever looking for really interesting historic fiction. His memoir, The Color of Water, was, to me, really traced his, rise from growing up in Red Hook, Brooklyn, and I'm from Brooklyn, and his rise, like, up through adulthood and finding himself. And I find books like that really do help me get myself in the head of other people and kind of, like, understand the triumphs and tribulations that a lot of other people go through that don't look like me, that have unique lived experiences different than mine, and help me look for the other people and other lived experiences to make sure I'm capturing them. So when we build solutions like Ad Messenger, we're able to be mindful of all of the market, of all the different types of businesses that might be able to take advantage of our product, and make sure that we're building solutions that benefit them. So whether it's an ad agency or an individual client, if it's somebody that's going to, like an owner operated business, that's going to have to build advertising from their phone. These are things that we try to be mindful of. And again, I try to build all of this from kind of lived experiences of other people. And yet I know that might seem silly, but I also have other things. I spend a lot of time listening to podcasts, like product and technology, industry marketing podcasts, as well as, like, I recently read How Women Rise, The 12 Habits to Break, because, like every other executive, I have habits that are probably not ideal, things that hold me back. And I'm always looking to figure out, like, what are the things that I can do differently and do better so I can be a better leader, a better team member, and help us build better products and deliver better things for our own clients.
Yeah, the true wise person knows that they know nothing. They're always working on improvement, basically.
Our job is to figure out how to always iterate on ourselves and treat ourselves like the products that we built, right? Like, we are not perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. So how do we just keep looking for how to improve?
Yeah, and I think you touched on a point around empathy too, right? And I think real good marketers really understand this. Outsiders that might think marketers are just about, pushing emails, ads, whatever, what have you. You know, good marketers really want to connect with the customer and actually help people solve problems, right? Yeah. I think the concept of empathy, which you really touched on, and you know, some of the books and you know, some of the ideas that really inspire your work, I think, you know, makes you a natural fit for a marketing executive. You know, I think you can't live without it. Unfortunately, you have to have that that ability to be empathetic with people's needs.
I think it's so important to be aware of the world around you and like what, and the fact that we don't actually all have those same lived experiences, but that doesn't mean that there aren't common threads between the pains and like the tribulations that we experience. And how do we find commonality across them to build something that's useful for everyone?
Yep, I totally agree there. I guess, what are some of the biggest lessons you've learned as a product person over the years? Any key insights or ideas that say a product manager starting out with could really, you know, take to the bank, so to speak?
Yeah. So like, I'm a firm believer that like product is, and technology and the things that we deliver, it's an interdisciplinary sport. Like we can't do anything without sales, without marketing, without being able to operationalize it, without being able to build it from a technology perspective. So like, I would tell people if they really want to go into product, the best product people I've ever worked with have actually not started in product. In fact, 20 years ago, there was no way to like get a job directly in product. You'd start as an engineer, you'd start in sales or customer success or marketing. And you take those experiences and figure and learn new parts of the market, add the expertise for industry. And as you bring it all together, like you're like, okay, I know it, you're better positioned and better poised to bring those teams together because you have to work with all of those teams to deliver and operationalize a product. So it helps you figure out, okay, and you also have to think about what the needs of those teams are to even figure out what the right product to build is. So I might be able to build a product for my advertisers, but if I can't operationalize it, if I don't have a system set up where somebody can go in and figure out how to like look at the reports or how to see what's delivering, what's not delivering, how to, you know, how to optimize against the ads. If I don't have the mindset of how do we support our clients once they're using our tool, then I haven't built a full tool. So having experience and being able to work with people on my team or myself having the experience, having had to support people is really important to bring into this. Even again, like you said, advertising is about like, and marketing is about empathy. And I think product is very similar that way. Like unless you can see through the eyes or try to put yourself in the shoes of all of your users and all the people that are part of the building of it. And again, users aren't just the people that are paying for it. It's also the people that work inside your company operationalizing it. Then you're not going to have a fully comprehensive product that can be supported and grow and really be the revenue driver that every company wants. And in this case, the revenue driver that we want, but also the revenue driver that our advertisers want, because the whole point of our product is to help them find new outlets and new customers to drive their own revenue.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, it does require that interdisciplinary skills to work with all the different stakeholders. Engineers think a lot different than, you know, designers would, for instance. So what might look good in a design format might not necessarily work with the engineers in the way they built the architecture. So being able to translate that between both teams to say, you know, this is the way that the design should be, and then working with engineers and really understand what the capabilities are and what's maybe the least, you know, the least amount of work that you have to get done from an MVP standpoint to get a product or feature out there with the engineering support without building this bloated mess. It really is an art, actually. Yeah.
And learning how, like you actually brought up an interesting point, learning how we call it like user personas to identify who are those common users of your product, both internal and external stakeholders, the clients that are going to use it, your buyers, what do all of them look like? And what will their user journey be inside of your product? Some of them, their user journey is just to help figure out what the right product is to buy to solve the problem. Some of them are going to be the ones that use it daily. Some of them are going to just be checking in on it like monthly or quarterly look at reports. Some of them are just going to be the executives that get the reports that are generated by it. But, and some of them are going to be the ones that log in from a support perspective to manage the clients that use it. So, right, understanding that user journey, understanding the persona of what these average, you know, users look like from all sides and building for all of them. And in the end, you've got to make sure you're doing all that in a way that's still going to solve the pain. So for AdMessenger, the pain we're always trying to solve is like, how do we deliver hyper-local, hyper-targeted ads that deliver like a really high return on ad spend? How do we make sure the clients are actually able to find their clients and do it in a way where they're not spending too much time figuring out where to advertise, how to advertise, you know, how to create their campaigns?
Yeah, that's a key point too. And anybody could really do it, right? You just kind of have to ask yourself, you know, if I was this person and this is, you know, imagine what you would want to accomplish on their end, you know, how would I go about that? Or how would this thing look if I was going to be that user? And if you really just kind of walk yourself through that kind of in a formulaic way, you know, putting yourself in their shoes to really look at it from that perspective, like mentally train yourself to like look at it genuinely from their perspective, you'll start to see things that you might not be thinking about when you're actually building the product and, you know, working from that particular angle as the product head.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's interesting to say, like, people will just say, I want a button there. And it's, you end up realizing, well, that button's not going to be seen, or it's not actually going to serve the purpose that the person's looking to have it serve, or it might do what they ask, but then it doesn't solve the broader pain. And I think those are really important analytics that we have to do. Analytics is just as much as part of like building products and iterating on products as it is on like on the advertising that like that your customers are looking to deliver, right? They're going to always want to say, like, how do I have to, you know, edit my headline? Is my creative working? Is this target audience working? Is my footprint correct, right? Like everything that all of our jobs do, whether it's products, whether it's marketing, whether it's technology, whether it's customer success, we always have to be looking at it from a very iterative perspective and an analytical perspective, where we're looking at our KPIs. So whether it's click-through rate or like support calls in or like or new sales, return on, you know, repeat customers, et cetera, all of us have to look at our KPIs and use that to iterate on what we're doing so that we're always driving, driving towards our goal of, you know, increasing our revenue or decreasing our costs, et cetera.
Makes total sense. So I guess what are some potential things you want customers to know about Ad Messenger, and why should they choose your platform over, say, maybe another one that might be out there?
Well, I mean, because it's a better product. No, that's just,
well, I know that. Right?
Of course, you know that. That's why you let us do. That's why we're on the Nacho platform. But all seriousness. Whereas Ad Messenger is a self-managed, easy to execute ads platform, and it allows advertisers to live with, you know, to go live with and create new ad campaigns in just a few minutes. It has a higher return on ad spend, otherwise known as ROAS, than the traditional digital and social advertising. And it has a 2.7% click-through rate, which is quite significant compared to the other options in the market. They're easy to build campaigns. It reduces overall like friction around execution and the overall costs around increasing the value beyond just ROAS, right? Because it decreases your operational costs and the ability to operationalize. And for companies that want to use this in an owned and operated environment, it means that they don't have to integrate with multiple SSPs and deal with the bidding platform, that they can literally, if they have their own sales channel or they have some of their own direct advertising clients, that they can use it to still create very unique, high delivering, very impactful campaigns directly to their owned and operated websites and apps without having to go through the SSP and share the revenue with them.
Sounds like a great pitch to me. where can people learn more about your guys' product, and how could they partner with you?
So if they go to admessenger.io, that is a great place to learn more about our product. And then from there is a button. Actually, now I'm gonna have to open it on my computer to tell you exactly where the button is. But there's a button to be able to learn more information. So there is, you'll have to ask for a demo. There's a contact us button on the right side of your screen if you're on a desktop, and I think on the mobile app or on the mobile website, I think the button or the option is at the top. But again, there's a contact us there where you have the ability to go and ask for a demo or ask for a sales call. But you can find everything out about Ad Messenger at admessenger, admessenger.io. And we look forward to seeing lots of you kind of come through and flood our website with traffic. And hopefully we can have some calls with several of you soon. I truly do believe in the product that we offer and the value that we give to all of our advertisers and our agencies, the benefit that we give them, because it truly is a differentiated product against the rest of digital advertising today.
Definitely. Where do you see the Ad Messenger, I guess, in the next 5 years? Got any insights for some cool stuff that you guys are working on next?
So I'm not going to divulge any roadmap items. So what I can What I can promise you that we're always looking for continued growth for our resellers as the mobile experience continues to towards ascendance as the primary digital experience from a time on device perspective for most of the population. So we always want to make sure that now that we're getting more eyeballs and more time of eyeballs on mobile devices versus on larger screens. It's very important that we make sure that we're taking advantage of the dynamic nature of ad messenger ads and finding new ways to deliver the unique branded experiences. So again, if there's new ways to build beyond our tap to expand our video experiences or the ads that we deliver just based on like the weather that's going around people, which are some new things that we've introduced over the last year, we're always looking for new ways like that to deliver those unique branded experiences to our clients' audiences so that to increase the effectiveness of ad messenger and the delivered campaigns that it has.
Great. Well, Rachel, it's been so great having you on today. For everybody listening, that's admessenger.io. Ad as an advertisement, messenger as in the apps you use every day to send people messages. So admessenger.io. You could also discover today in the Nacho Nacho B2B SaaS marketplace. We have a special 20% cash back offer. But whether you go to the website or through us, just please, support this great business here. They give you all the tools you need to make your advertising more effective than ever. So once again, Rachel, thank you so much for coming on, and we look forward to growing our companies together.
Thanks so much for having me, and I do look forward to growing our partnership as well. Again, thanks so much.
Thank you. Cool. That was pretty easy, huh?